Blog Talk Radio.
Andre, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Long time, man, since you've been to the show, man. So glad to have you back, man.
Likewise. It's been a little while.
It has. So before we talk about the other reason that you came on, man, what's been going on with you, man, and how you been?
I've been really good. I want to say, what's up, New York? What up, Team Andre B, New York? Again, man, thank you so much for having me. I'm so appreciative. I know the last time you had me on the show was a good little bit of time ago. I think it was maybe 2013 or 2014, and I was just I was doing something for Chicago PD, and I've been lucky enough to return since then. But man, I'm just doing really good, doing my thing out here in Chicago. We love New York, and I'm so proud to be on your show right now. So thanks again, man.
No problem, man. You know me. We go back since you first came on the show, man, and we connected, man. We stayed in touch, you know, man. So, you know, we become homies, man. So since then, man, as I told you, I've been following you, man. I see your career has, progressed in a lot of different ways, you know, man. I've seen you involved in a lot of different things, man. So congratulations on everything, man, since your last appearance on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
So, man, since your last appearance on the show, man, how has things changed for you in your career and in your life?
You know, I get that question a lot, and I always answer the same way. You know, I always say I'm still, you know, the same person, and I still live the same life, and much has not changed, but, you know, I think sometimes things change and it happens so fast and you adjust so quickly because you have to, you don't even really realize the change. And, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, I'm still the same person, but my life definitely has changed in a lot of ways. And, you know, I was actually able to leave a job that I was at. It was a 9-to-5. I was working at UPS at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. And, you know, it was an amazing job, but it did feel really good once I was stable enough to leave and kind of devote 100% of my time to acting and to music and to my craft and just do those kinds of things. And nothing against you know, the other aspiring person who also works a regular job that may have nothing to do with what their true passion is. That's okay. It's a means to an end. And, you know, the business is up and down, so you also have to get creative on how you create your income, you know. And right now in Chicago, we've had a lot of amazing shows that have came out here, and it's been very fruitful for everybody. But on the other hand, we also have a period of drought where there's nothing really filming for 2 to 3 months back to back. So that can also create some issues. So it's just all about hanging in there and being creative on extending your shelf life. And that's what I've been trying to do. And I hope I've succeeded in that arena, you know, just in general with my career and since the last time we talked.
Right. And I see you've met a lot of people since then, you know, I follow you all the time, man. So, I'm sure, man, there are good things in the works for you, man. If you don't mind, man, I need you to spend a little time with me, man. And I'm gonna jump into a track by Charlie Puth, man, entitled "One Call Away." Can you hold tight for me, man?
Absolutely.
All right, hold tight for me. We have the amazing Andre Bellas on the show, man. We're going to talk more with him, but we're going to jump into a track by Charlie Buff entitled "One Call Away." We'll be right back.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me, baby, if you need friends. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go,
Entitled One Call Away by Mr. Charlie Puff. Make sure you guys go to his website, check out more information about him. He's set to be on the show soon. Andre?
What's up?
All right, man. So, again, back to you, man. This show has truly opened a lot of doors for myself. And, being on now, you hear now tomorrow you're gonna be on for Fox series Empire, correct?
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
Okay, now I'm a little jealous, and I'm gonna tell you why because my agent was trying to connect me or get me on Empire, and so one thing led to another. It was supposed to be at first. It was supposed to be confirmed, but after some point, things got mixed up, and it was like, okay, you know, you're not going on, Tim. You know, you try for another season. But you're going to be on tomorrow, man. So tell us and myself, man, what you're going to be doing on the wire. Are you going to be a stepbrother or a cousin, man? Tell us about the whole thing now.
Oh, my God, stepbrother, cousin, that is juicy. First of all, before I get into it, I have to say you got to come down to Chicago, and I'm going to help you out, and we're going to get you on Empire. So let's start off with that. Yeah, man, thank you so much for bringing it up. It's a huge moment in my career. That's exactly what it is. It's a moment, and I'm proud of it. I actually am going to be playing Cookie's assistant in the last three episodes. So that includes tomorrow and the following Wednesday and the season finale of part two. And we did get greenlit for a season three. So I'm really excited about it. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. I'm really excited for people to see another side of me. You know, I've done some acting in the past, and I've done some modeling in the past, and even a little bit of music, but this is definitely going to be another side of me that people will get to see. They'll get to know me that much better, and it doesn't get any, you know, better than to be able to do it on the number one show pretty much in the world, which is Empire, you know, and it says a lot, you know, for it being on Fox and prime time and whatnot. So it's definitely been a lot of fun, and the show's had a lot of success. So I play a very small role in what the show has really turned into, but I'm happy to be there. I'm proud to be featured in this season, and most of all, I've been very blessed with being able to see great talent work and learn and learn about showmanship and professionalism. And I want to say shout out to Terrence Howard, who I got a brief moment to chit-chat with this season on set, and he gave me some wonderful advice about acting and moving to Los Angeles. So that's something that I will take with me for the rest of my career. And this is only the beginning. We're just getting started. We're having some fun and getting our feet wet right now.
Right. Well, before we talk about Empire, Terrence Howard, as you know, is my fraternity brother.
Okay.
Terrence Howard is a member of Private Signal, which I am, and he's never been on the show.
I'm half Greek, so I'm down with all of it.
Oh gosh. And Hakeem, who's played by Bashir, he was on the show last year, and let me tell you, that was one of the highest. My ratings were through the roof when he came on the show, and I was out to have him, man. So he's the only one that actually reached out to personally and said, you know, would you come on the show? He said, definitely, I'll do the show. So, but this year I didn't have anybody on the show, you know, for this season. I was like, you know what, you know, maybe next season. But I got you on, man, because you're gonna be on there, man. And different is that, man. You're my personal friend, man. Me and you, you know, we go back. And so I'm happy
we're
for
homies.
You, man. No doubt, man. I'm happy.
Thank you.
For
I
you,
appreciate
man.
That.
You got Empire.
And shout
man,
out to Yaz.
On.
Shout out to Yaz. I've seen him on set a few times, and he's always been a real gentleman. So shout out to Yaz. That's the talented dude right there. And check out his music. His music's popping.
Also, what is her name? She played as Precious. I know she's on the show now permanently, correct?
Yeah, Gabrielle Sidibe, I heard
right,
is going
right.
to. She plays Becky. I heard that she is on as a series regular. Believe me, there's a lot that I don't even know about. You know, I don't know about the inner workings of everyone's, you know, contracts and stuff. But I did hear that, and congratulations to her. I also heard that for Portia, played by Taranda, who is also from Chicago. So that's really a proud moment as well for us.
That's awesome, man. So my what was it like working with Taraji on this, man?
You know what? Taraji is a straight up professional. You know, she comes in, she knocks it out, she leaves. You know, she doesn't leave any room for any, you know, lollygagging, if you will. She's a very, very sweet lady, and I really do respect her, you know, and it was an honor to have the moments I did have with her, just because I remember being young and going to the casino with my dad, and I was not obviously old enough to get into the casino, so my dad would leave me at the movie theater while he would go and, you know, have some fun, let's say. And I remember I was so young, and I don't even know how I got into the movie. I think my dad might have taken me in and then walked out. But it was Baby Boy, and I don't think I was old enough to watch it yet, but I can't remember. And I remember watching the film and really liking it. And I remember right then and there, I became a fan of Taraji P. Henson, and I really was following her career for a long time. So it was really amazing and well overdue to see all the success she's had playing the role of Cookie. But even to be in the midst of that, even for just a second, and to watch it was really a blessing. And I'm very grateful for that. And she's a straight-up professional.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And my next question is, man, besides Taraji, man, what was it like working with the crew over at Empire and at Fox?
You know what? Everybody, like, again, everyone's so professional. Everyone is so nice. Everyone is just really on their job, and what I can really appreciate that no matter what was going on set, good or bad, everyone took the time to say hello and goodbye to each other, and that's something that really means a lot. It's the little things that you know really start to appreciate as you move on in this business. But it is a tough business, it is a fickle business, and you know I've experienced a lot of it, and I'm sure I will continue to experience that as I continue to move up. But you know, again, I'm really proud of what I've done, you know, with Empire. I'm proud of that and hope to do more.
Right. Now, doing Empire and Enemy, if that's a year, you know, tomorrow, I'm sure this will open up additional doors for you, man.
You know, I hope so, because I need the work.
And you know,
I hope so. I really do. I do. I hope so. Thank you for
and
that.
Did this know and you know since the last time you were on the show, man, you've progressed in so many ways, man. And I'm sure after this appearance, the more doors going to open for you, man. And I see that, man. I already see it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So when you man, you're from Chicago?
Yes, I claim Chicago, but I'm actually I was born in Chicago, raised in Des Plaines. I spent a little time in Park Ridge, but not enough to remember it. So I pretty much claim Chicago and Des Plaines. When I say Des Plaines, no one knows what that is, so it's easier sometimes to say Chicago.
Okay. So I mean, are you planning to come out of Chicago at some point? I mean, like first traveling.
Absolutely. We are planning something right now where we would like to come out to New York in October for Fall Fashion Week. So
okay.
We'll see how that goes. If I come out, me and you are definitely going to hook up. So I'm looking forward to that because I've never been to New York. And I hear that I have a little bit of a fan base out there. So I definitely need to come out and give the people what they want and have some fun. And you got to show me around.
Sure, I can't. Well, I can't say the same because I've been to Chicago a few times. So, I like Chicago. So it's pretty cool. But
yeah.
So I'll be on. I'll be back. Well, I'm going on a tour, a radio tour this summer. But I'll be back by.
Congratulations.
I'll make sure. Oh man, it's great, man, and trust me, it's been so much hard work, but the hard work is paying off. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. I can't believe it's already been 8 years. It'll be 8 years in August that I've been doing this show. And
wow,
me and the staff was going back to audio. Back and all this, the amazing guests that have been on this show, man, and I've been truly blessed. I remember, I tell people this, all of my guests, the first person that came on my show was Smokey Robinson, and this was when my show first took off. Nobody would come on, like all the big guests, nobody would come on, and Smokey Robinson, I called Smokey Robinson's manager, and I said, can I smoke in there? Can you do the show? And he said, who's the show? I said, my chief. And I said, he said, who are you? So I told him. He said, I'll see somebody. And so he called me back. Then he called me back like within 2 hours. He's like, so we say I'll do the show. I'm like, you did? He said, yeah. He said, what time is it? So ever since then, man, it has always been yes. Or can we schedule for this? It is, man. So I appreciate that, man. Every day I'm just going to think of, man. And
you
it's earned, been ever since then.
You've earned every ounce of success. You really have.
So, I try to give up and coming, you know, so much support as I can because I started from somewhere. I started from nothing. And, you know, I got the opportunity.
And we are
to,
appreciative of you. We
yeah,
are,
so,
us up-and-comers and us aspiring, we are appreciative to you, and we thank you, and we salute you just for everything, you know, just everything that you've been through, the ups and downs, and being able to come back from it better than ever. So kudos to you, and I'm proud to call you a friend and a colleague, and I'm proud to be on the show, you know, and I love New York. What up, New York?
Yeah, man. This show airs in New York. It also airs out in LA, man. So, and it is on online. So you're worldwide right now. So you're not just in New York.
I love it.
And,
Team Andre B LA. Team Andre B worldwide. What up, world?
So, man. If I can ask, man, any influences? Someone who would influence you, play a major impact in why you're doing acting?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I've always wanted to be an actor since I was 5 years old. I was just, you know, the universe just planted that seed in my heart and in my brain to want to do that. You know, but as I got older, I was definitely influenced by, you know, a few different people. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love Michelle Pfeiffer. I love Danny DeVito. I love George Clooney, Michael Keaton, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio is one of my biggest inspirations to date. Channing Tatum, because he does the acting and the dancing so well, and I aspire to be like that one day. You know, there's a lot of different people. I love Jennifer Lopez. I love how she's able to multitask very well. You know, she's a mother, and she does so many different things. She does the music and the television and the movies, and you know that all of that kind of stuff is very inspiring to me. You know, I love Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Sierra. So we could do a whole radio show on everyone that inspires me, but those are just some of them that I can think of right now.
Right. So speaking of Sierra, well, she's been on the show twice, and I met her personally. I met her when I was working at BET at the time, and she's truly an amazing person, very, very nice individual. So that's truly, I met her again here on the show in person and when I was working at BET, man. So she's truly a good person.
Yeah, Sierra is my celebrity crush.
So I need you to hold tight for me for one more time, all right, man? I'm gonna jump into a track by Miss Sierra, man. So hold tight for me, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But if you ask me if I knew better now, hell yeah. You You can keep that bitch over there.
Your bitch over there.
Giving me the ugly shit.
That.
The one with the silicone ass.
That one right there.
And the Brazilian hair.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna respect me, no, soon I ain't there.
I'm gonna go.
See, I got you comfortable, now you ain't really scared. But I let you start loving me.
I did.
You never start loving someone else. Somebody better than you.
That was I Bet by the one and only Sierra. Shout out to her. Dre?
What up?
Okay, man. So, man, I'm going to be watching tomorrow, man. I can't wait to see you in National Empire, man. It's going to be great, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a crazy fan. Like, that's my – I know him. That's right. I know him. I didn't get on, but he's on. So
and it's only a matter of time till we get you on.
Yes, man. I'll talk to you off the air about what my thoughts are, because I don't want to get too much on the air. I don't want to get into trouble. But man.
And really quick, shout out to the casting agency that put me on with Empire, 4-star casting, Justin Aaron. They're incredible. My apologies to cut you off, but I just wanted to get that out there. They're fabulous. I don't know if they're listening right now. They're from Chicago, and they are amazing.
You are, man. No, it's fine, man. Yeah. It's fine. You're good, man. But did you have the opportunity to meet Lee Daniels?
I didn't. I never saw him on set. I have to be honest. I didn't. That would have been. I know it would have been such a treat to see the man behind the show. He's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, you know. No, I didn't get a chance to. But since the show is greenlit for another season, hopefully I'll get to see him on season 3. That would be a real, real treat. I don't know if I would talk to him because I'm a little bit intimidated by him. But it would be a real treat to see him in action and just see him do what he does best and what he's become known for, you know?
Right. Oh, man. So in your spare time, Dre, what do you do, man?
Oh, my gosh. I don't really have too much spare time these days. But you know what? In my spare time, I love to take nature walks through the forest, through the forest preserve. I absolutely love to do that. And I just got back from Florida. I was in Florida at the end of March, and I was out there for about 12 days. We did 4 days of work and about 8 days of vacation. So that was also a real treat to spend some of my spare time in Florida and just, you know, have some fun in the sun and you know, feel some wonderful water that they have out there. So that was very cool.
Right. All right, Dre, man. I'm getting a cue over here from the producer. So, man, again, man, I'm going to ask you personally, man. So after the show, man, I'm going to hit you up personally over the phone, man, so we could chop it up a little bit. Is that cool?
That would be amazing.
All right. So, Before I kick you out, man, you know I love you, man, but I gotta kick you out.
Yeah.
Let my listeners know why they should tune in tomorrow to Empire.
Listen up. Everybody listening needs to tune in to Empire tomorrow night, Wednesday, on Fox at, I believe it is, 9/8 Central. Reason being, this is the hottest musical drama on the air right now. The hottest family since the Kardashians. You have got to tune in, and your boy, Andre Bellows from Chi-Town, will be featured on there. You don't want to miss it. Tune in and keep it locked. All my love for everybody listening. Team Andre B, I love you. I adore you. I would be nothing without you guys. Check me out at AndreBellows.com. I got some fabulous surprises coming up for you all this week, and I got some new music coming out this summer. So look out for it. And again, thank you for having me on the show, and congrats on all your success. I'm very appreciative right now.
Wait, man, music, man. We gotta talk about that, man. We definitely gotta talk about the music. you threw that in there like that, man. Now that you can't do that, man. It's a mystery. But what I want you to do for me, man, I'm gonna let you play host for. I'm gonna let you play host, man. I'm gonna let you end the show. I want you to introduce this track that I have to play by request from a living legend, of course, who's never been on the show, man. But I'm a huge fan. It's entitled Caught Up in the Rapture by Miss Anita Baker, man. You want to introduce that, man, while you go out, man?
Yes, absolutely. We are going to listen to the one, the only, the legend. You got to come down to the show. Miss Anita Baker. I'm a true fan.
Before I do that, I'm sorry. She's in Detroit. I was going to say Chicago, but she's in Detroit. She's in the Detroit area, so I just gotta take that back. I was going to say she's in Chicago, but she's in the Detroit area, so it's a whole different thing. But yes, as Andre said, here is Miss Anita Baker with Caught Up in the Rapture. Andre, man, I'm going to show up soon, man. All right, man? So stay by the phone, man. All right?
God bless. Whoop, whoop.
All right, man. Shout out to Andre Bellis for coming on the show. Make sure you guys check him out tomorrow on Empire. Here's Miss Anita Baker.